Gemara says on the bottom of the Afam Danam Veis that Hamechas son of the Chavash Shulba Achrayis ain't made or lay, can't be made on him, Nishim Ma'amidu b'fnei Baal Chayva, because there's a chashash negia, you're negia b'davar, because of Ma'amidu b'fnei Baal Chayva. So in fact, Gemara Kasha Hechi Dami, what are we talking about? Yidis le'achari hara achariti, if you have another karka, so a lady day hadar, he's going to come and take that from you. Yidis le'achari achariti, manaf glemina. If you don't have another karka, then what difference does it make? So the Gemara says, "Laim deleisi achariti." You don't have another karka, but Amr lo nichel delehava the leiv rasha v'leiv shalim. He doesn't want to be a leiv rasha v'leiv shalim. He doesn't want to be someone who doesn't pay back his chayvus, and for that reason, he has negias to be made a deshek in order that he shouldn't be a leiv rasha v'leiv shalim. So the Rishonim are all bothered with the kasha that lechayr doesn't make sense if he's worried about isur not to be a leiv rasha v'leiv shalim. Because of that, he's going to say deshek, but that's also an isur. It's even an isur. Chamer Yosef from Levi Rashi Levi Shalom. So why would he be over one Isser to avoid another Isser? It doesn't make sense. Why would that turn him into an Agiyah B'davar? And the Rimigash says two Terusim to answer this Kasha. The Rimigash is on Mandalam and Beis, and the Gemara at the bottom. So the Rimigash says one Terus that when we say that he doesn't want to be a Levi Rashi Levi Shalom, it's not that he's worried about the Isser Menalam HaMakim, he's not worried about HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinking that he's a Levi Rashi Levi Shalom, that he doesn't care about because he doesn't care about Eidah Shaker either. But he's cared about people. He doesn't want people to call him a leiv rasha v'lo yishalim, and that is only an issue by not paying back your chayim. Shehin eidu sheker is not something that people know about, and that you're not going to be concerned with. And then he says another teretz: Nami yishal hashav the hadol mekimin sadu say la mishum dechashinim deidu sheker. It's not that we're chayshid v'yol lie, and the mishum dekemin dol nichol elamahavi leiv rasha v'lo yishalim dishtakach dekamatol yehanam yisadu say havi lekaman the masad lenafshay dol mekablim neiv la mishum dechashin leiv bahu sadu say la mishum dol mekir eid klah. Now the Teretz says that's not where Cheshid you of lying, because in the Chanam, there's no reason to lie this lie more than that lie. But the Pshat is, once you get Hanah from your Eidus, it's going to get to you, so it's like a Baal Davar, it's like being made on yourself, and you're not called an Eid at all, and therefore we can't be Mekabel your Eidus. And it would seem to be that the Machlekes between these two Teretz and the Rimigash is telling a big Chakir and Achenim, a big Machlekes that the Achenim have, and how to understand Bechlal, the psul of Negeba Davar, Negeba Edus. So this is a machlekes between the Sma and the Levush. Another Achrenim, what exactly is the time of the psul Negeba? Is it because of Chashash Meshaker, that because it's Negeba you're afraid you're going to lie? Or the Pshat has nothing to do with Chashash Meshaker, but being that the Edus that you're saying is Negeba to you, then you're a Baal Davar, it's like a Karev Adam Karev. It's all Atzma, you don't have right to be made on yourself, and if the Edus is Negeba to you, it's as if you're being made on yourself. So it would seem that is the machlekes over here. The first Teretz of the Rimigash holds it's a chashash meshaker, and therefore he has to come up with another reason why you would give this lie, not that lie, because you only care about what people think about you, not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks about you. But the second test is good for saying, no, that's nothing to do with chashash meshaker. We're not worried about you lying, because there's nothing to gain by this lie. But the pshat is, when you're a nana, if you're the Eidus affects you, you have a din of gabadav, and therefore you consider a carve to the Eidus, and that's absurd, you're not an Eid. If you're being made on yourself, you don't have a din an Eid b'chlal. That's nothing to do with the Chashash Meshaker. That would seem to be the machlekes between the two Terusim and the Rimigash. And I saw in the Haggais on the bottom of the Rimigash from Ramesh Shmuel Shapiro, he talks, says this has been the Rimigash as well. Then he ends up having Sirius in the Rimigash. Another issue is he ends up saying a little bit of a different shot, but the Asayid Hadavar, the Pashas Hadavar, that seems to be the machlekes between these two Terusim over here.